From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10, June 4th. The Storyflow Daily Brief for June 4th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from LatTimes. Three big things to watch on California election night as ballots are counted. California's primary election is expected to have several tight key races, which may take days to determine the outcome. Election officials have warned that the counting of ballots will be a lengthy process. Several factors will influence the outcome of the election, including the number of mail-in ballots and the time it takes to count them. California allows voters to mail in their ballots on election day, which can delay the counting process. The election will determine the candidates for various positions, including local and state offices. The results will also provide insight into the political landscape of California. As the results are announced, it is essential to watch for any significant leads or upsets in key races. The election outcome may have significant implications for the state's policies and governments. The lengthy counting process may lead to a delay in knowing the final outcome of the election. Voters and candidates will have to wait for the official results, which may take several days to be announced. The election results will be closely watched, and any unexpected outcomes may have significant consequences for the state's political future. Second, from MedPage Today Oncology. Melanoma vaccine halves risk of recurrence, metastases over 5 years. A new vaccine for melanoma has shown promising results in reducing the risk of recurrence and metastases. In a randomized study, patients who received the vaccine had a significantly lower risk of the cancer coming back or spreading to other parts of the body. The vaccine is individualized, meaning it is tailored to each patient's specific cancer. The study followed patients for 5 years after they had surgery to remove their melanoma. The results showed that the vaccine was effective in reducing the risk of recurrence and metastases over this time period. This suggests that the vaccine could provide long-term benefits for patients with melanoma. The vaccine works by targeting specific proteins on the surface of cancer cells. By stimulating the immune system to attack these proteins, the vaccine helps to prevent the cancer from coming back or spreading. The individualized approach allows the vaccine to be tailored to each patient's unique cancer profile. Overall, the results of the study suggest that the vaccine could be a valuable new tool in the treatment of melanoma. By reducing the risk of recurrence and metastases, the vaccine could help to improve outcomes for patients with this type of cancer. Further research is needed to fully understand the benefits and potential side effects of the vaccine. The study's findings are significant because melanoma is a serious and potentially deadly form of cancer. If the vaccine is approved for use, it could provide new hope for patients who have had surgery to remove their melanoma and are looking to reduce their risk of recurrence. Third, from Mac Rumors. Nintendo Music now available on iPad and CarPlay. Nintendo Music has been updated to include support for iPad and CarPlay. This update allows users to access the app on their iPad devices and in their cars via CarPlay. The update also includes the ability to search for tracks using Siri. This feature makes it easier for users to find and play their favorite Nintendo soundtracks. With the addition of iPad and CarPlay support, Nintendo Music is now more accessible than ever. The app provides a convenient way for fans to listen to their favorite music from Nintendo games. The expansion of Nintendo Music to iPad and CarPlay is part of Nintendo's efforts to make its services more widely available. By supporting multiple platforms, Nintendo is making it easier for users to access its music and other services. This update is likely to be popular among Nintendo fans who want to enjoy their favorite soundtracks on different devices. Fourth, from Computer World, Enterprise Spotlight, rethinking cloud strategy in the age of AI. Cloud computing is at a critical juncture due to the high costs and sensitive nature of artificial intelligence workloads. This has led to a renewed interest in private clouds as a viable option. The cloud provider landscape is also undergoing a significant transformation with the emergence of neoclouds and sovereign clouds. The increasing complexity of cloud management, coupled with new cyber threats and shifting compute requirements, is further complicating the cloud landscape. As a result, organizations are being forced to reevaluate their cloud strategies to ensure they can effectively support their AI workloads while maintaining security and managing costs. The evolution of cloud computing is driving a need for more tailored and flexible cloud solutions. Private clouds, in particular, are gaining traction as they offer organizations greater control over their data and infrastructure. Meanwhile, neoclouds and sovereign clouds are introducing new options for organizations looking to reduce their dependence on traditional cloud providers. To navigate these developments, organizations must stay informed about the latest cloud strategy trends and best practices. This includes understanding the benefits and drawbacks of different cloud models, as well as the security and management implications of each. By doing so, organizations can make informed decisions about their cloud infrastructure and ensure they are well positioned to support their AI and other critical workloads. The current state of cloud computing underscores the importance of ongoing evaluation and adaptation. As the cloud landscape continues to evolve, organizations must be prepared to adjust their strategies to stay ahead of emerging trends and threats. This may involve exploring new cloud models, investing in cloud management tools, and developing cloud security expertise. Fifth, from Linux Weekly News, LWN.net Weekly Edition for June 4, 2026. Developments in open source software and security have been making headlines. The Mesh Core project has been gaining attention, along with the X32 API, which is an application binary interface for 32-bit applications on 64-bit systems. There is also a growing focus on open source security, with discussions around package manager metadata and its role in maintaining the integrity of software packages. The loadable crypto module has been introduced, allowing for more flexibility in cryptographic operations. Additionally, there have been more developments in the LSFMM and BPF areas, with ongoing coverage of these technologies. Other notable updates include the release of Rust 1.96.0, a programming language that prioritizes safety and performance, and the latest version of Vim Classic, which is 8.3. In other news, the Fedora election is underway, allowing community members to participate in the decision-making process. The DistroWatch website has also been updated, providing information on various Linux distributions. Furthermore, a Red Hat package compromise has been reported, highlighting the importance of security and software packaging. The rsync utility has also received updates, improving its functionality for synchronizing files across systems. The Lightwell project has been announced, although details are still scarce. There have also been reports of protestware, including the JQWIC incident, which raises concerns about the integrity of open-source software. Efforts to address these issues are ongoing, with a focus on maintaining the trust and reliability of open-source ecosystems. Security updates and patches have been released for various systems, addressing known vulnerabilities and improving overall security. Conferences and newsletters are also being announced, providing opportunities for community members to engage with each other and stay informed about the latest developments in open-source software and security. 6. From SiliconANGLE, OpenAI extends Codex with productivity tools for non-technical users. OpenAI has released new features for its Codex automation tool to make it more accessible to non-technical users. This update comes 5 months after a similar update was made to a competing tool. Codex was initially launched as a programming assistant within the ChatGPT interface and has been running on a specific model since its introduction. The goal of the update is to provide a more user-friendly experience for those without extensive technical knowledge. By adding these features, OpenAI aims to expand the reach of Codex and make it a more versatile tool. The update is likely to increase the adoption of Codex among a broader range of users. The initial launch of Codex was as a programming assistant, and it has been available for use within the ChatGPT interface. The tool has been running on a specific model since its introduction last April. The new features are designed to build on this foundation and provide a more comprehensive experience for users. The update to Codex is part of a larger trend of making automation and programming tools more accessible to non-technical users. As these tools become more user-friendly, they are likely to be adopted by a wider range of individuals and organizations. This could lead to increased productivity and efficiency in various industries. The release of the new features for Codex is a significant development in the field of automation and programming. It highlights the ongoing efforts to make these tools more accessible and user-friendly, and it is likely to have a significant impact on the way people work and interact with technology. 7th, from Time, White House Correspondents' Dinner Rescheduled After Shooting, with Trump again set to speak. The White House Correspondents' Dinner has been rescheduled after a shooting incident. The event was originally postponed due to the incident, but it will now take place with President Donald Trump set to speak. This will be the second time Trump attends the dinner, an event he had previously boycotted during his presidency. The dinner is an annual event that brings together journalists, politicians, and celebrities to raise money for journalism scholarships. It is typically a lighthearted and humorous occasion, with the president and other speakers often using the opportunity to poke fun at themselves and the press. This year's event was initially disrupted by a shooting, which led to its postponement. However, organizers have now confirmed a new date for the dinner and Trump has agreed to attend and speak. The decision to invite Trump to speak has been seen as a significant development, given his previous criticism of the media and his decision to boycott the event during his presidency. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is an important event for the journalism community, and it is expected to attract a high-profile guest list. The event will be hosted by mentalist Oz Perlman, who will oversee the proceedings and introduce the speakers. With Trump set to speak, the dinner is likely to generate significant media attention and interest. The rescheduled dinner will take place at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. and will feature a range of speakers and performers. The event will also include a fundraising component, with proceeds going to support journalism scholarships and other initiatives. Despite the initial disruption, organizers are confident that the event will be a success and will provide a unique opportunity for journalists, politicians, and celebrities to come together and support a good cause. 8th, from Haymaker. Haymaker Daily. The U.S. stock market is showing signs of potential correction, similar to those seen before previous sudden downturns. Despite the S&P and NASDAQ posting record closes, the number of stocks and sectors reaching new highs is limited. This disparity suggests that the market's strength may be concentrated in a small number of areas rather than being broadly based. This phenomenon is not uncommon before market corrections, as it can indicate that investors are becoming increasingly selective and cautious. When a small number of stocks are driving the market's gains, it can create a sense of complacency among investors, leading them to overlook potential risks and vulnerabilities. The current market dynamics are similar to those seen before previous corrections, where a narrow range of stocks and sectors were leading the market higher. This has led some commentators to warn of a potential sudden correction, as the market's strength may not be as robust as it appears. The S&P and NASDAQ record closes may be masking underlying weaknesses in the market, and investors should be cautious of a potential downturn. The limited number of stocks and sectors reaching new highs suggests that the market's gains may not be sustainable, and a correction could be on the horizon. Investors should be aware of these potential risks and consider a more cautious approach to the market. By being aware of the potential for a correction, investors can take steps to protect their portfolios and avoid significant losses. 9th, from Macfarlane News. The author of this piece has a personal connection to CBS News, having attended meetings where they were referred to by nicknames. The author notes that the name Scott was already taken by a prominent figure, Pelley, who was highly regarded for his storytelling ability. Pelley was known for writing his own stories, a practice that is valued at CBS News. Pelley's reputation as a skilled storyteller has earned him a place among the most respected members of the CBS News team. The author suggests that Pelley is part of an elite group, likening him to a figure on Mount Rushmore, implying a high level of admiration and respect. The author's tone is informal and conversational, suggesting a sense of familiarity and camaraderie with the subject matter. The use of nicknames and personal anecdotes creates a sense of intimacy and shared experience. The piece appears to be setting the stage for a larger discussion about CBS News, possibly touching on the inner workings of the organization and the people who work there. The author's personal connection to the network and its personnel may provide unique insights into the culture and dynamics of the organization. The mention of a purge at CBS News suggests that there may be significant changes or upheaval within the organization. The author's personal perspective and experience may provide a unique lens through which to view these events. The story is likely to explore the implications of these changes and the impact on the people involved, including the author and other members of the CBS News team. 10th, from The Punch-Up. Private prison giant's illegal donation helped elect Trump-backed candidate who oversees ICE. A private immigration prison company has been accused of making an illegal donation to help elect a Trump-backed candidate. The company, GEO Group, is the largest private immigration prison operator in the U.S., running more detention centers than any other. It allegedly funneled $250,000 into a political network last July, which helped elect a new member to the committee that oversees ICE. The donation is said to have been made to a tax-exempt fund tied to Rep. Jim Jordan, an Ohio Republican who sits on the House Judiciary Committee. This committee plays a key role in overseeing ICE, which is responsible for immigration enforcement. The watchdog group Campaign Legal Center has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, alleging that GEO Group broke the law by making the donation. As a federal contractor, GEO Group is barred from making political donations. The company's alleged actions have raised concerns about the influence of private prison companies on immigration policy. The House Judiciary Committee has significant power to shape immigration laws and policies, and the election of its members can have a major impact on the treatment of immigrants in the U.S. The complaint filed by the Campaign Legal Center could lead to an investigation into GEO Group's activities and potentially result in penalties for the company. The allegations have also sparked concerns about the role of private prison companies in shaping U.S. immigration policy and the need for greater transparency and accountability in the industry. The case highlights the complex relationships between private prison companies, politicians, and government agencies and the potential for conflicts of interest and undue influence. It also raises questions about the impact of private prison companies on the lives of immigrants and the need for stronger regulations and oversight to prevent abuses of power. That's the brief for today.